what helped Bookies out more than any of the other clubs, it was kids running the venue for kids. So it wasn't like this crusty owner that said, they're not drinking tonight, or, God damn it, we're only doing 40 people. You know, it wasn't any of that. Like, all the other venues were old guys, families that owned it. Bookie Stewart let Vince and Scott Campbell just have the reign of the place. So you had kids who were partying and loved the bands, displaying all this stuff for kids that were going there. So that was the big thing, as far as I'm concerned, is that young people were running it, looking at the venue and what we were doing in young people's eyes, instead of a big business, outlook, and shunning the punk rock bands that generally weren't any good, noisy to anybody that would be an old owner, and probably didn't drink a lot. But, you know, what they did is, I think they took a percentage of the door, so that made up for a little bit of the drinks. Nobody complained about paying going there. It was a place to be seen, because it's the only place you could wear stiletto shoes, wraparound sunglasses, you know, punk rock looks, going to trash in vaudeville in New York, buying your stuff and coming back here. And, that was the cool thing to do. The other clubs, you know, you have some overspill, but a lot of times at those other clubs that I was explaining earlier, like the Red Carpet, the Three of Us, the Red Grape, the Misty Inn, mostly it was other bands seeing other bands. There really wasn't a core following, so to speak, where Bookies had this aura about it of being the cool place to go. You know, it'd be like in the suburbs, oh, you got to go to this place, it's crazy. And so a lot of people, just because of that, went there. And it caught on. And of course, they really never had a night where it was just an off night with just a DJ playing. It was always a band that was the attraction. So really, if there wasn't, at that time period, if there wasn't a band playing, no one was going, because DJs just weren't cool at the time.